Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are talking to entrepreneurs all the time because our business is sharing the success and the stories of entrepreneurship, and that is what Radio Entrepreneurs is all about. And please check us out on YouTube. You will find hundreds, if not thousands, of audios and videos thanks to Chris Jarrell, our trusty executive producer. Our next guest, a first-timer in the studio, didn't bring any food. I'm not sure I'm happy about that. Renee Sharoff of A Blonde on the Run Catering.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. So you're going to tell us about Blonde on the Run?
Sure. We are a boutique catering company here in Boston. We do mostly private catering. We do a lot of partying, so a lot of cocktail parties, and we like to party, so we like to feed people.
And how long have you been in business?
I have been in Boston 12 years, and yeah, we've been in business about 12 years here. Mm-hmm. So it's good. We moved from Connecticut and to Boston.
And what's your background?
Fashion, actually. So yeah, I worked with a Japanese fashion designer. I worked in New York City, Connecticut, all over basically, and sort of traded one medium for another. Fabric, buttons for food.
Well, you know, I think a logical question, how did you make the transition? What happened to make you go from buttons to food? Unless they're edible buttons.
Yeah, and there are.
Yes, there are.
I grew up in a house where there was a lot of entertaining. And so I went into the fashion industry because there was both fashion and entertaining growing up. And I sort of got sick of the fashion world and traveling and everything that entails. And I used to have dinner parties and people would say, hey, you should do this, you know, for a living. And so I decided to go to culinary school. And the rest is history.
Oh, so you did go to culinary school.
I did go to culinary school.
Straight out of culinary school into your own business?
No, straight out of culinary school to Dublin, Ireland. I worked there for about 6 months doing an externship, which was amazing. And then I was part of opening crew with the Federal, Michael Presnell, in Agawam, Massachusetts. So I was opened his restaurant with him. I was part of the crew. And so I worked there for a few years and then decided to move to Boston.
Wow. Now, do you do all the cooking?
We have a team, but yeah, we do. I'm there. Yeah, I'm there every day.
And where do you have a commissary? Where do you work out of?
Yeah, we work out of the Commonwealth Kitchen. It's in Dorchester.
Right. I know that area.
Yeah, so it's super fun. It's an incubator for food entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of great people that work out of there. So we're happy to be a part of that.
Right. So give us a sense for our listeners. A typical set of parties that you might do and what you might serve. Let's make them drool through the radio.
All right, we'll do that. We do a big cocktail party circuit, as I mentioned. And so there's a lot of past canapes, some food stations, and we work, we've been recently working the past year on giant food boards. So Moroccan style dinner boards, and they're served on 3 feet wooden rustic cutting board, sort of layered dinners. And then we bring it to the table, and that gasp is like what we're living for. So it's beautiful to look at. It's an interesting way to eat.
I love Moroccan food.
Yeah, so do I. It's really good.
It's great.
So we do a lot of that, and we do a lot of parties, just cocktail parties, people partying. All right. Different reasons.
Mostly home or corporate too?
Mostly home. We do a little bit of corporate. We did something for the Boston Foundation, out of the Boston Foundation last week. So a little bit of mix, but mainly private catering. We do a lot of traveling too with our clients, so that's super fun.
And so how do you do your marketing?
Word of mouth, 99.9%. We have a website and basically word of mouth.
Wow. And do you have sort of entrepreneurial ambitions for the business, what you want to do with it?
I do. We are, you know, hoping to grow and I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out now. But we're really busy and we've got lots of things in the works and we're part of a lot of different projects. And so that's really exciting. And we're just sort of seeing where we're going to steer the ship next. So
talk to us a little bit about the difference between owning your own business and being an employee.
Oh, jeez. You know? Well, I could be here for the next
entrepreneurship. So,
I could be here for a week. So,
let's get started.
All right, let's get started. Wow. Yeah, working for someone else, we've all been there. Most people, a lot of people work for someone else. Being an entrepreneur is exciting and terrifying all in the same sentence. And it's just getting up every day, doing things, even if they don't seem to be working. And it's just taking, life by the kahuna, so to speak, and just getting out there and doing it. But it's a lot of tenacity. You've got to have a lot of courage and tenacity to sort of weed through all the things. And there's a lot of challenges, people always say, oh, it must be wonderful to work for yourself. I'm like, yeah, it is. But there's challenges and there's hardships,
such as
trying to shake your moneymaker every day, in the sense, in the kitchen. If you don't have jobs, then your employees don't have work, and if you're not booking jobs or doing other things, then you don't have an income coming in. And so that's
are the you trick. The bank?
I am.
Because you're small, right?
Yes.
So yeah. You're self-funding the whole business.
Self-funding the whole business, and we're happy to do it. We're proud of the fact that we don't have a lot of loans hanging over our head, and that we have the income to be able to do everything currently that we're doing and expand. So
again, how do you see the business in a couple of years?
Bigger, better, stronger.
Would you have your own commissary?
Yeah. Our own commissary, a storefront perhaps. Mm-hmm. And so those are some goals, and we're sort of figuring out. We work with Chew Aussie Lamb, Australian Lamb and Beef Company. So there's a lot of opportunities there. And we work with the Cape Flyer. We do the bar car. So there's opportunities there. So there's a lot of exciting things and moving parts going
Tell
on.
Tell us about the Cape Flyer.
The Cape Flyer is super fun.
Because I see it.
Yeah, we love
it. I've never been on it. I've fought being on it.
All right. Well, you should come on the Cape Flyer. So it fits our business model of boutique catering, specialty catering. It's a seasonal train. It runs from South Station to Hyannis, Memorial Day to Labor Day. And we have this wonderful bar car, and we get to use a lot of other food entrepreneurs' products on the train. So my friends that I work with that have great products, we're able to put those on the train. We also work with Brick's Wine Shop. They do our wine program. So we are able to serve a quality, really, a great craft beer, a great glass of wine, sparkling, and local artisan made products. So although we love Oreos, we're not serving Oreos, and we actually have a personal relationship with every vendor that's on our train. So we're really excited to be a part of that.
Well, I see the train every week because I'm just down the street from the train. But I've fought myself from going on it.
Why?
But I've heard it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I go sailing during the day. I go play tennis. And then by the time I'm done, the idea of getting on the train, being captured, and not being able to go home when I want.
Sure, I understand. Not,
but people who've been on the train tell me they love it.
You can take your dog on there. There's a
okay, you got me on
live
that.
Music.
Oh, you got me on that. That's it. Okay, I'm going. I can bring my dog?
You can bring your dog. We'd love to see your dog. We've got a little water bowl, some dog treats. You can bring your bike. There's a bike car.
Forget the bike. So. I got the bike too. I'll bring the dog. That's enough for
all
me.
All right.
Renee, if someone wants to find you on Blonde on the Run, and before you go, wait. Tell us, how'd you get the name, besides the fact that you're blonde?
It was a lot of caffeine-infueled conversations and just trying to be memorable, right? So there's fill-in-the-blank artichoke catering or whatever, right? Sally, Renee's catering. It's forgettable, and it's not that memorable. So we wanted to be unforgettable and memorable, and I think we've accomplished that goal.
Great. So tell us, how do people find you?
www.blondeontherun.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
I
hope you come back again. Bring us some samples.
I will. We'll
put them on the video.
All right. Excellent.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Renee Sharoff of Blonde on the Run. And no, Chris is not going to sing Band on the Running for us. He's not a great singer. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.